your thoughts on that win and that game and how everything played out.
Man, that was a crazy game. It was a stressful one for sure, but I'm just proud of everybody on the team, man. It was definitely from top to bottom, it was a team win, man, and I couldn't be more proud of the team, and I'm very, very grateful, very thankful.
You know, your coaches told you, Jackson, that you know it was going to be a fight. They were going to throw punches. You guys were going to throw punches. You were both a little wobbly there at the end.
Yeah.
Talk about trying to maintain the lead. There's so much more pressure on the team trying to maintain the lead. They're going crazy with their press.
Yeah.
You guys just trying to survive. Where did you guys find a little bit of composure at the end to make that happen?
Yeah, man, I think it's like you said, it's definitely tough because the natural instinct when you get up by 10 going to run is, you know, you kind of just play not to lose instead of keep playing to win, which is something we got to keep improving on. But I think, man, we just found a way, man, and good teams do that. I think anybody who's been a part of championship teams, there's been a couple games where it's been shaky, but they figured it out. So we did that tonight, and we're going to move forward and try to do that again.
You saw some go down tonight. I know you've been pressing. You've had some lot of near misses, but you saw some go down. That had to not only feel good for you, but knowing that was helping the team get the lead and ultimately get the win.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think that's the main thing. It's definitely been tough this non-conference and end of 2024, but, man, I've been really trying to stay with it, and I've had great people in my corner, including you guys, who keep, you know, encouraging me and keeping me pushing forward, and I'm very grateful for that.
We'll say it one more time. Keep shooting.
Yeah, just keep shooting. I want to ask you one other thing before we get to your snack question. You got two freshmen that played a lot in crunch time today,
yeah,
and Luke Flynn and Kamari Holmes.
Yeah,
just
man.
Talk about those guys and what they learned today and how that just benefits you guys moving forward.
Right, super proud of those guys, man. It's not easy being a freshman and being thrown in the fire in a close conference game like this, and they stepped up for sure. I think that speaks to their level of preparation and practice, their maturity in practice, and they're only going to keep getting better and helping us moving forward.
All right, what are you going with?
Man, I don't know yet. I normally go with something sour, but we'll see. I might get some chocolate, might get something else. So I guess we'll see. It also depends where we go. I don't know if there's a Bucky's close or not, but
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait till after we win at Chattanooga. Maybe, for that.
He may go sour, but it's oh so sweet for Jackson Sibbles.
That's a good one.
That's a pro right now.
I tried to stretch myself on occasion. Great game, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Jackson Sibbles. All right. Love to hear him after 15 points, 5 for 8 shooting.